Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. And I praise God for that. I have been reading where God has changed names in the Word of God, how he's changed different names, different ones' names. And I praise God for that, you know, because he changed my name to encourage me. And I praise God. I thank God for knowing who I am in him. Oh, praise the Lord. It just gives my heart joy, makes me glad to know who I am. If anybody asks you, what's the matter with me, and ask me who I am, oh, praise God, I can tell them I am a customer service agent for Jesus, and what I do is service souls. So I praise God on this afternoon. Caller, how are you this afternoon? Praise God. How are you on this afternoon?
I'm fine.
Blessed. Praise God. Blessed. So we thank God for the broadcast on today. And today we're going to be talking about having the mind of Christ. Having the mind of Christ. Praise God. And I just think about dressing in the armor. My last book, the title is Dressing in God's Designer Word. Praise God. So having the mind of Christ, I think about it. It all has to do, the work and goes on in the mind. And I praise God for that on this afternoon, knowing that. And so we praise God for the broadcast. Praise God for the desire that I yet have to praise and magnify and lift up his holy name on today. So I'm mighty happy. I'm mighty glad about that. And you know what keeps me in step in line is prayer. And I praise God for prayer. Praise God. I know prayer. And we sing the song, I know prayer changes things. And it really do. Prayer, it changes things. My God, get to praying and watch and see if things don't change. They can't stay the same if we start praying. And we praise God for that. And so to add to that, praise God, we're praying every morning, Monday through Friday from 7:15 until, well, it did have it until 7:30. But we began to pray a little bit longer. And so now I just say from 7:15 until that we're on the prayer line and we're calling up and lifting up the name of Jesus. So if you would like to join us, you are welcome. You can call in at 515-606-5329. And the code is 634-812. And you can be a part of our prayer line every morning. And we have been doing this prayer line for over 2 years, that each morning that we're up magnifying, starting our day. And it feels strange. I know it do to me when we don't pray. Don't start our morning out with the Lord. So it's a blessing to have prayer. Don't you think so, caller?
Amen.
Amen. It's a blessing that we have prayer every morning. And then I want you to check out my website at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com and check out my books. Praise God. The Lord has blessed me to write 4 books, getting ready to start on that 5th book. And so check me out, and you can buy them right there. Go right to Amazon and purchase whichever book you would like. And also my podcasts, they are out there on my website. Go there. You can listen to them. You can pull them up, and you can listen to the latest one all the way back to the oldest one. And I have been doing this broadcast since 2017. So I praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that I am determined. Praise God. I'm determined to make heaven my home. So let's just have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into our topic, having the mind of Christ. So praise God. Most gracious Father, on this afternoon, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you for who you are, for you're great, you're worthy of every one of our praises, and we give them to you on today. Thank you for blessing us to be live and in living color for this 30 minutes, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for opening up the door, for making a way, oh, praise God, that I can come and encourage your people, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, asking that you would word my mouth. Give me what you would have to feed to your people on today, God. And I sure do thank you. Forgive me. Forgive us if we've done anything, said anything, thought in any way, God, that has been displeasing to you, God. Forgive us on today. And we thank you, Lord. Go into the hospitals, the nursing homes, God. Thank you for blessing me to go to the nursing home this morning, God, and share there with your people, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. As you go into the home, go on the streets, God, and bless, touch your people, cover them in your blood, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm reminded, oh, praise God, when Pharaoh wouldn't let the people go in the name of Jesus, and how that you sent the different plagues, oh God. But finally, oh, praise God on that last one. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And you told Moses to put the blood and have the people to put the blood upon the doorposts, and death would pass over. Oh, praise God. We're living in that time, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Father, we're pleading your blood, to cover our families on today. In the name of Jesus, and Father, we'll thank you, and we'll magnify you, and we'll glory in you, because all the praises, the honor, and the glory belongs to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, and we acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God, praise God. Having the mind of Christ. And what do you think about that topic, Sister Tara? Praise God. What do you think about
having the mind of Christ? I came up with the scripture from 1 Corinthians, a real experience of spiritual maturity, of salvation, maintain abiding love, peace in our hearts through life's challenges.
Yes, having the mind of Christ. So that means we got some work to do, right? We've got
Amen.
To put on, tell us, to put on the Lord Jesus. So to put, you think about that, to put, you do. That means I got something to do with it. you put on. So how am I going to put on the mind of Christ Jesus? Well, first of all, I'm going to go in the Word.
Amen.
I'm going to get in this Word because I can't get to know Him except I get in the Word. Got to get in there. Got to get in there and allow the Word to get in me. So that means I got to meditate. I've got to let it marinate on the inside of me. Oh, praise God, till I'm changed. And it takes the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise the Lord. Nobody wants that Holy Ghost anymore. Praise God. They just want to live the way that they was living all the time. Don't want to change anything, but just live the way that they live. You can't have the mind of Christ living your way and my way. It has to be His way, Christ's way.
Amen.
No other way can we live or have the mind of Christ. That's why He tells us in Romans 12 and 2, I always say, to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Our minds have got to be renewed, got to be changed. We cannot have the mind of Christ if it's not changed through the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Because it's a spiritual walk. And God wants to tell us. He wants to share things with us. But He can't share if we don't have the Holy Spirit. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are one. And in order for Him to share with us, we have to be one with them. Oh, praise God. And Jesus said, Daddy, it's my desire that they would be one with us. Praise God. So being one with the Lord, that means we can, having Him in our lives, through Him, we can have the mind of Christ. So He said, put on the Lord Jesus. Put Him on. Oh, praise God. Put Him on and walk in Him. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus, if You please. Praise God. And today is Recover All Wednesday. So if you have lost some along the way, got stuck somewhere, well, today is Recover All Wednesday, and you can recover all. Thank You, Lord, by the renewing of your mind in the Word of God. He washes away everything within us that's not like Him. The washing of the Word, when we put on the Word, when we put on Jesus, oh, praise God. Thank You, Lord, we can have that mind of Christ, and we can recover all. Praise God. When David's family was taken away, and that's what Recover All Wednesday is based on. It's based on David when his family was taken away. He prayed. Praise God. He prayed. And he asked God, ask Daddy, what should I do? What should I do? Should I pursue them? Should I go after them? And Daddy answered. See, sometimes we don't wait for Daddy to answer. But David waited for God to answer. And when He answered, He told him to pursue and recover all. So that's what today is. Today is for you to recover all by renewing your mind in Christ, having the mind of Christ. I can do all things through Christ, not through May Francis, but through praise God. And what is he strengthening me in? In the mind. The war is in the mind. But I can have the mind of Christ. And that's what he would desire that we have. In 1 Corinthians, as Sister Tara stated in 2 and 16, for who has understood the mind of the Lord as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ, quotes Isaiah 40 and 13, and who has measured the Spirit of the Lord? Or what man shows him his counsel, makes a statement concerning all believers? We have the mind of Christ. Having the mind of Christ means sharing the plan, purpose, and perspective of Christ. Are we doing that? Are we sharing the plan? Do we know the plan? The Word of God is the plan. Praise God. This is not our home. This is not home. We are just visiting here. We're visiting here on earth. Praise God. But home is where we're going to spend eternity. Where will you spend eternity? Will it be with our Father? Or are you living in such a way that it is no way, praise God, that you can live with our Father? It's yet, you know, it's been preached down through the years when I was a little girl. And I'm pretty sure before I was a little girl it was being preached that it's heaven or hell. Praise God. Heaven or hell. And having the mind of Christ, it sure do help us to stay out of hell. Having that mind, thank you, Lord Jesus, because we're going to share the plan. We're going to share the plan. We have the mind of Christ. Having the mind of Christ means sharing the plan, his purpose. What is God's purpose for you? Have you found that out? Have you had a conversation with God to find out what your purpose is here on this earth? Have you just been existing? Just existing? Just going through the motions? What is your purpose? God has purpose for every one of us. But if you don't get in touch with him, if you don't have a little talk with Jesus, then you won't know. You won't find out. You'll live all of your life not knowing what your purpose is. God told me my purpose. Praise God. And I praise him for it. I am so happy that I know who I am in the Lord Jesus. He told me that I am a customer service agent. And what I do is service souls. This broadcast is servicing souls. Praise God. Sister Tara, has God given you your purpose?
Yes, he has, because I have the mind of Christ. I have a peaceful life, and I have life naturally and spiritually with him, because I am saved.
Amen, amen. And what is he given you to do, Sister Tara? What has God given you to do?
He's given me to pray for others. Also, I do a small mission out of my home whom God sends to me, or he sends me out. And I thank God for that.
Amen. Amen. So he has a plan. So you're working in his plan. And he has purpose, and he has given you purpose. and perspective of Christ, and it is something that all believers possess. So we have not because we ask not, and then we don't believe it. We don't believe that we can have the mind of Christ. Having the mind of Christ means we understand God's plan in the world. So we have the Word of God, and He tells us, He talks to us through the Word. But if we never get in the Word, how you gonna know? Praise God. Are you waiting on everybody else to give you the plan, the purpose, the perspective that God has for you? As individuals, God has something for us to do. He loves everybody. There's not one person that God made that He don't love. Said, love is what lifted me. Love sent Him to the cross. Love did that. And then He hung there. Praise God. Love did that. Had Him to hang there on that cross. Praise God. And then even before the hanging, beaten, bloody, but He took it. Because what did He say? And He always said, I came to do the will of my Father. We're here to do the will of our Father. But it's only if we get in the Word, because the Word of God is Him. He said that He became the Word. The Word became flesh. He became flesh and He dwelled among us. So His Word is Him. So we're not just reading any old book, but this is a true Word. It's alive and it's well. And it's guiding us, leading us, directing us. When we get in there, because it is in there, and He wants to get in us so we can have the mind of Christ. Oh, praise God. Having the mind of Christ means sharing the plan of salvation. Jesus, He died for every one of us. That He didn't leave not one of us out. Even while we were yet sinners, yet sinning, yet doing wrong, Jesus. Oh, praise God. Thank you. He died for us because He was doing what His daddy said. Daddy, He said, if it be possible, take this cup from me. I don't want to go through this. But then, what did Daddy do? Just like He do with us, He sends the angels. He sends His angels to administer to us through the Holy Spirit. He administers to us. And when we allow Him to, I don't know about you, but every time I go in with Jesus, woo, thank you, I come out not the same. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Come out
glory,
not the
glory.
Same.
Yes,
thank you, Lord Jesus. But I come out different. That problem that I had, I just couldn't seem to solve it. But Jesus, I went in with Him and I came out. The problem may not have changed, but look what changed. My mind. more renewed in my mind. Just like Christ Jesus. So we need to share the plan. Share the plan. Share the purpose. The purpose that he came. He came. He didn't have to do that. He was already in a good place. He was with Daddy. So he didn't have to come. The purpose. Oh, praise God. What Adam and Eve did in the garden, it tore us apart. Praise God from Daddy. We didn't have a relationship with him anymore. Praise God. But Jesus came, paid our bond, paid our bail. Said, Daddy, make me a body. And I'll go down and I'll put Humpty Dumpty back together again. And Jesus did just that. He put us back in relationship with God. Purpose, and then perspective. How do you see what you see? How do you see what you see? And it is something all believers possess this, having the mind. You can have the mind of Christ. He said, put it on. Put on the Lord Jesus. Put him on. Walk in him. Talk with him. Oh, praise God. Move. Said, in him I move and have my being. Do you agree, Sister Tara? Oh, praise
Amen. God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus. Having the mind of Christ. Having that mind to put him on. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then just look at where he will take us to. We're on a journey. All of us are on a journey. Praise God. We're trying to get back home. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to live with Jesus. And where there's going to be peace, joy, happiness, and all we're going to do is praise and magnify God. Having the mind of Christ means we understand God's plan in the world to bring glory to himself, restore creation to its original splendor. Oh, praise God. It's original. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. It was in God's plan. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we would still be in the Garden of Eden. Praise God. It never was. It wasn't meant for us to be as things are. But they are. And so now he got a plan for us to be back with him in paradise. In splendor, and provide salvation for sinners. So you don't have to stay the way that you are. God has a plan that he's opened up to all of us. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I, woo, only in him, he said, I'll give labor to enter into the rest of the Lord, having the mind of Christ, to seek and save that which was lost. It says, for the mind of the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Well, praise
Amen.
God. Had a good time with you on today, Sister Tara. Praise God.
Amen.
Talking about having the mind of Christ. Well, until the next time, right here on Block Talk Radio, praise God, live in the living color, we'll see you again. Have a fabulous, fabulous, in Jesus' name. All right, bye-bye now. Praise God.